All right, at the 18th day of October 2017. Thank you for being here. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us another hour tonight. If you have questions, we have answers where Terry Brown will do a live channeling session, and you can submit your questions. Thank you all for being here. As usual, this is a simulcast call. And here another person joins. Welcome to that person. Please say a name and location.
Hello, it's Chris in Memphis.
Chris, good evening to you. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Another beautiful day over here.
Yeah. Hey, in a minute, man, when it gets on, I got to make a quick announcement, and then I got to go. I'm going to see a friend's band tonight, so I'll make a real quick thing if he lets me, and then I got to go. So I just wanted to let everybody know.
Blessings to you, Chris.
You too, man.
All right, man.
They had a big fire up here on Bear Creek Road, about 15 miles from me.
Oh.
Hey, let me tell you something right quick. You know how they're doing these fires? They're being created? The chemtrails, the aluminum chemtrails, goes down and gets in the soil. They've got this huge laser that they use. That's why they're burning so hot. It's no bullshit. You can look it up. These are not natural things, most of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this was a house fire.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's how the other fires are going. That's all they got left is using weapons like this, weather weapons and stuff. They're about gone. They're about to be over, so it's all going to be over soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, what about the winds? They made the winds pick up, too, somehow.
Mm-hmm. They can do all that, man. They can do things you can't believe.
We had some mails joining. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's April in Las Vegas.
Hello, April. Good evening. Welcome.
Good
to hear your voice. All right, the helicopter is over there, so Wynn will be here shortly. Welcome to all those that are listening on BBS. Thank you for being here. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
What's up, Don?
Chris, how's it going?
All right.
Good evening, welcome. Say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi,
thanks. Hi.
More people joining in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to. We rock.
Hi, this is Wynn from Sedona.
Wynn, welcome.
I'm saying hello to everybody but Chris.
No, I need to make a quick announcement, then I got to go, Wynn, whenever I get a chance. I got to go. I just want to tell everybody this right quick, if you'll let me. I just want to say I'm not going to be here for a while. There's not enough hours in the day for doing everything I'm doing. I got my own. I got something going. I got lots of things going. I stayed up 4 days trying to help folks, and I've got to take care of myself a little bit. But I am going out to see a band tonight. But I found out I got COPD. I can't hardly breathe. I just found that out. I got to quit smoking. I shouldn't be going in smoke-filled bars. You can still smoke in bars in Memphis, but I'm going to be doing my own thing. But if you want to get in touch with me, look me up on Facebook, and I'll be there. My energy will be with you guys. I don't have to be here anymore to put my energy in. I love you all, and I wish you all the best. But I'll check in every so often when I can. So I'll take care. You can get my number if you want.
You've graduated.
Yeah, but I'm not going to abandon you guys, you know. But I just figured, you know, you got this, and y'all got this, you know. I'll be there in the energy. Anybody wants to get in touch with me, they can. I'll check in. Like you said before, there's not enough hours in the day anymore. And I got to try to take care of myself, but I keep pushing myself. I'm a hard-headed, stubborn dude, and I'm trying to help all these people. And I'm putting them before I'm putting myself. Everybody's trying to get some help. You know, everybody's coming to me, even people in the street. So I'm trying to do like Jesus did, you know. So, I'll see you guys later, you know. I'll check in. I'll try to get on when I can. If I'm out, I'll try to check in or something and put myself on mute. All right? I'll see you guys.
Chris. Okay, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So we have a few more people join in over here. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona, hi.
Welcome, Raiden.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you also. And did I hear Terry?
Yes. This is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. You sound a little bit in the background, but welcome to the call.
Hi, Terry.
And thank you for being here, Terry, and for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
As mysteriously as Chris arrived, he vanished.
Yes.
And Devin, Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. So the things are off at 6:04. Welcome to all those listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Vin, shall we get it going?
Just one second. I'm just...
I've unmuted the phone lines.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Almost ready. Hang on.
And another person joined in. Welcome to the call. I guess it's Dharmananda coming back in. So we are about to push the boat from shore. Oh, no, wait. Everybody can step in, so. Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. And also, if you're listening on BBS Radio, we cannot see you or hear you. But thank you for spending your time with our group. And, of course, as we do every day, we have our whole planet healing session at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the phone number for that is 712-770-4340. And the PIN code is 250-513-#. And there have been times where it lasted only half an hour, the whole planet healing call. But sometimes there are times where it takes longer than an hour, like last night.
Well, it was worth it.
Absolutely, this was a great time, man. But I jumped off early. I didn't finish it.
Okay. I'm just compiling some of the last-minute questions that came in, okay?
This is For the Love of Love.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, then.
Do you like that song, For the Love of Love?
I guess I uploaded it once upon a time, but I don't know.
No, I uploaded it.
Oh, okay.
I uploaded it recently. Well, did I upload it for Wednesday? I don't know. Maybe I didn't. I uploaded it for one of the days. Okay. But in any case, okay, we're not ready, and we can start. All right, at 6:07, we've done worse. Okay, Terry, are you there?
This conference is being recorded.
This is October 18th, 2017, when in Terry in Sedona, another thing of whole planet healing.
Questions and answers.
Questions and answers. See, I'm getting Alzheimer's. See that? I can't remember what we're doing. You know, I want to make a comment with relating to Valerie's question, okay? And it's not good to ask our sources, nor will they answer questions concerning, occasionally they may slightly answer it, but in general, I don't even want to ask them, because in case you haven't figured out, there's a huge, huge conspiracy going on our planet. And our planet is in, you know, a lot of control positions from fairly service to self sources that have huge resources, will spend huge amounts of money to pull off what they want to pull off, okay? And it's not good for our well-being to be pointing the finger at them and saying, well, they're doing this, they're doing that, particularly for the Elohim to do it. You know, if I'm, you know, there's a lot of people that do it that are speculative on YouTube, but it's not good, even if the Elohim can see all these things. We don't really want to ask them specifics, okay? It's like, if I get a reputation for answering, addressing those kinds of specifics, I may not be here very long, okay? So, at this point now, it's not a good idea, all right? And that's, you know, anyone else that's asking those kind of questions. Who did this? Who did that? Who started this hurricane? Who started this fire? Is North Korea going to nuke us? You know. I know a lot of things from browsing on YouTube. And I tell people here, browse on YouTube yourself. Use an anonymous browser. Start page, and you'll get the answers you're looking for if you go deep enough, okay? And I don't see there's any experts. I might be an expert, but I don't want to be, okay? And people that are very specific about what's going on, you have to decide, can you believe them, all right? As I've said many times, even the Elohim, I constantly have cross-referenced my answers that came from them. So I'm not just in a position of giving up my power or becoming an Elohim fundamentalist. Now, people become fundamentalists because they follow a doctrine or they follow a teaching, and then they quote that teaching as if everything in it is true. People do that with the raw material. I don't know if people do it with our material or not. I'm sure some do, but I don't, okay? Sometimes I'll quote it. Sometimes there's something that is obviously true. It makes a lot of sense, and I'll quote it. But I don't quote things. I mean, I'll read the Elohim channel, and you can draw your own conclusions, and you can observe them, and they do have a good track record, as far as I'm concerned, about being accurate in many things. Hi, am I clear?
Yes, you are.
I'm not on my number one headset. So, but it's okay, right?
Well, to me it sounds you might want to make this your number one.
I might want to make this number one?
Yes.
Is that good, huh?
Yes, because the other one is failing lately.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for telling me. And we don't have many questions tonight. But I will go through the ones we have. Some of them are probably worth expanding on. And let me call in the light, Father, Mother, God. We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of life and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love side of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we orient ourselves to the planet Earth. And if we ever say anything that does not make total sense to you, then disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line or through the computer. We are delighted to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yes, this is from Don Herman, and he is referring to a recent channeling where Terry mentioned there is also a middle self. Could the sources give some information about the various cells? What are their purposes? How do they interrelate? And how can we best use this information? You know what? I had a teacher that used to talk about the three cells, and I wanted to share what he said, because he almost answered that question, and then we'll have the Elohim and see if they concur and have something else to add. But he said there was a conscious self. Now, the conscious self is obviously your thinking, your present time awareness. You're looking into the world and taking things in. And then there is a basic self. And he said the basic self was located somewhere in your solar plexus, and it had to do with survival. It had to do with
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am. The basic self has to do with survival. It has to do with, you know, defending yourself and digestion, keeping the body functioning. And the high self, we've talked about that a number of times, is the part of yourself that more relates to your soul. So let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Yes, you have a team, and the team are yourselves. The body is made of molecules and is made of the heart function, the thymus, the glandular system, the neurological system, the body systems, and they operate to support you. They work together, and they're connected with the chakra system, which brings in energy and gives off energy, and keeps you connected with your higher self and your middle self, and also reaches out in even a bigger way. It is part of the whole. The medium star connection with the stars and connection with the planets, that also has an energy effect in connection with Earth. The middle self is a mind. It is thinking. It is oriented. It is working out problems. It is maintaining your connection with your life. And it is also conscious, as is the basic self. The middle self can become can get wrong answers sometimes if the data that is fed in is wrong. If a person has an incident on the whole track and the incident then is registered in the individual, they might take that into account, the solution that was good at that time, rather than taking into account the current, all the situations in the current time. So they might get sidetracked into the calculation coming in from some past life incident that is no longer valid and was only valid for that one particular moment in time or one particular lifetime. The higher self is a guidance system. And it can have ethics and can have higher solutions and connect with the higher forces and keep the person on track and on their path. Does that help?
I think so. The the middle self would be what I called the conscious self. Yes?
Yes, although they are all conscious. Yes, but the subconscious would reside in the basic self. The operation of the thymus or the heart, one does not generally think of that. It is on an automatic program.
You know, when I learned the dispensation of the three cells, I recall as Don asked, how do you use this knowledge, so to speak? Let's see, what did he say here? He wants to know, how can we best use this information, okay? And I can say from my own experience, if the basic self or the solar plexus self is kind of like a kid, it wants what it wants. And if you don't develop a relationship with your basic self, so you don't understand what that child, you could call it your inner child, is asking for, then it can cut your energy off through your chakras to the rest of your body. So it's like developing a rapport so that it doesn't just go on a rampage and try to take control, but where it's getting a modicum of what it needs to be happy and let the energy flow. Can our sources address this idea from their perspective?
Yes. One of the difficulties that a human can run into is when they don't have a unified consciousness and the basic self may take over and it may make it hard for the middle self to operate. Like if the person is running into some kind of a survival problem, it can be imposed upon the middle and the higher self. The middle self, if the self is not in accordance, like it can have... as we were mentioning, different computations that have been brought in the past that are not in coordination with the rest of the cell, it can create a situation where you might be thinking, oh, I feel really good today. But then the middle self is thinking, you know, things are kind of boring. And so then the higher self might think, well, I feel really good today. And the lower self says, I feel really good today. How can I be thinking they're boring? And it can lead to some conflicting thoughts. So it pays to get all of the cells into synchronization so that you're a unified front and can do the best.
Thank you. Another thing that I was told about the basic self, the lower self, is that it can have a separate gender than the conscious self. In other words, you could have a male or a female basic self. And I recall hearing, remembering that you could have two of them, both male and female. Any confirmation on that?
Well, something like this could come into play when one is reincarnated. They don't necessarily come in as a female every time or a male every time. And they may have feelings from both, or they may have just come out of a female lifetime and they're going into a male lifetime. And their whole patterning is to do with the female, but yet they're a male, and so they may get some confusion there. But there's a thing where in different lifetimes, the person is a different gender. So they can slide in to the memory of one or the other, and it can get very confusing.
When one incarnates from one body to the next, does it take the same two lower selves, or can they change?
It is one lower self, but it is different focuses in different lifetimes, so that one can switch back and forth and go into the pattern of one and then switch into the pattern of the other. But it is not that they have two lower selves.
Well, in other words, when a body dies and the soul leaves the body and it comes in to a new body, does the new body get the same conscious self and the same basic self?
Yes. No, the basic self is a little different because the basic self has a lot of genetics based upon what the parents give to the child. And they can reprogram it, but that can create a different orientation based upon the genetics that they inherit. So this is something that the self needs to take into account, that the genetics bring information about the past ancestors and create a different orientation. Perhaps the person had in the last lifetime, although the person as they grow may impose their new DNA with the old patterns.
Thank you. This is something that I've never asked about, that I have drawn this conclusion of, and I'm just seeing how to formulate it into a question. I have the awareness, I've observed a pattern that when I say I should say one, but I'll say I because it's my direct experience. When I impact another person, when I cause another person to change, there's something inside me that changes, because at the level where we're all one, it works that way. Or that's how it feels to me. That when you make a change energetically in someone else, so not that you can do it, but when you inspire the change in someone else, the energy of the change comes back to you. So it's not so easy to do that, but in a sense, we've been doing it on these calls. I know that we have made, I can feel how when I make a difference for Terry, I get a difference coming back to me. That when we're on these calls and people shift their consciousnesses as a result of this call, then there's something in me that shifts as well. And we become growing together, in a sense. And I'm still completely sovereign, and I'm not bound by it, but it is, it's hard to find the vocabulary. It's like a joint consciousness flowing back and forth as a result of the shifts that we create for each other. First of all, am I right on this? And could you expand on that? Because I've never heard anyone actually describe that process.
Thank you. When one inspires a change in another, it increases the bond, it increases the communication, it increases one's connection with the all, it increases one's self-worth and one's self-love as they have given to another, which is the very basic way of growing together. It's not to the same person or anything, but just each growing side by side.
Yeah. So the energy flows back and forth. It creates energy flow back and forth that stays in place. Like, for example, there's certain people, when I think about them, I think they can feel me. Just before this call started, I picked up the phone and I just pressed the send button on the phone to call somebody. And at that very instant, my phone rang and they were calling me. And of course, I've had lots of instances like that. And it feels like the consciousness is coming together on the other side and creating that kind of synchronicity. And am I right there? Is that correct?
Yes. In a way, you could say that we are all one, and that one, when they break their own veil moving through it, they can even step into another's sphere, another's consciousness, and to see, get very psychic and mystic and what is going on with them. As we are all one, and when one breaks the protective bubble they have put around themselves, they can begin to step in to otherness and see what it is like for them.
Mm-hmm. And this is why people can be psychic. Because
yes.
You're not really reading another person. You're reading part of yourself that is expressing itself through that person.
The big all is one.
Because it's all one. So when you tune into it, you suddenly start to feel like them, to have impressions like them, realize what it's like to be them, And if you're talking, to them, you have to be careful you don't intrude on people's consciousness here. And sometimes if you tune in, it's best to keep your mouth shut. Otherwise, it's a violation, okay, of their space, unless they ask for that. But what's actually happening is you are becoming one with that person. So you then get all these impressions coming in that weren't you, but them. And if you can tell the difference between their impressions and your impressions, and you were doing a psychic reading, you might be very accurate, okay?
Yes, and, yes.
And I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I think we have one more question here, and then I'll find something to ask about after this. This is a fairly good question that I'm sure everyone is going to be interested in the answer to. And it will lead to a couple more questions. On Whole Planet Healing, I read an old session by Daphne, and it had to do with the changes the world was going to go through. And they said the changes were going to accelerate up to 2017 and 2018, and they were going to continue. There was going to be no break in the catalyst until 2030. Now, we know that there's multiple timelines in place. We know that when they give a time, it can't be locked in stone. I don't believe it can be locked in stone, because if other timelines start to take precedence, then something could shift. But we know on one hand, there are a lot of people praying, there are a lot of people becoming more loving, there's a lot of people reaching for spirit, there's a lot of information that's becoming more and more public as time goes on, particularly through YouTube, and more people are becoming aware of some of the insidious control patterns that are impacting our realm. And there's also becoming aware of the incredible ability of what we call the negative or service self to manipulate this realm and have a lot of power in it. So the question is, are the timelines that were described by Daphne still fairly in place? Are they worse or are they better?
Well, this in a way is a trick question, because the timelines could change in a heartbeat if all the people that are on planet Earth suddenly got wisdom or got heartfelt love for each other or began to understand the effect that your actions were having on others, that they weren't just on others, and that when they were putting themselves above others and feeling happy and laughing about a disaster that they may have created, that it is affecting them in a ways that they do not even realize, and that they aren't just increasing their own worth at the expense of others, that it is also at their own expense, which is not realized. If there could be some realizations of even a few of these people, this could change everything. It could change the timeline or the goals or the path. So we don't wish to lay in some artificial track that one may be on it, that the society may be on. Of course, it is conceivable that there will be not a change, not a realization, but in some ways, these things that people are expressing that are negative are communications. They are so overwhelmed with everything that they have to use infinite force to be able to take over and to achieve the top. However, the universe allows them to build their towers, but it can all come crashing down, and it's that when they transition, they do not have a lot to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Is that why some of them create clone bodies and keep jumping into their clones so they don't have to, how can you say, pay the piper?
Some people are very, very scared that they need to keep jumping into another body, not only if it was a clone body, but even right back into incarnation, so that they are able to maintain their outlook and not realize the consequences of their actions.
And it feels to me like our group is a seed group that has far unrealized potential than what it is actually, and that the work we're doing is very important as a seed.
If you have two buildings, two structures, you let the other one be, and then you build your own structure, then as enough people join, or as enough people see individual thing by individual thing, a whole new outcome or viewpoint or relationships with each other are being built and become stronger.
You know, the thought, and I think Kimberly is another seed person, doing things in a different way, but bringing in spirit to masses. And I would imagine there are other seed people out there as well.
Yes. Yes. And as they find each other, they can support each other.
They support each other, and it becomes, there's a synergy that takes place, you know?
Yes, yes.
And people that are competing with each other don't get it.
No, they have lost the synergy. It's like, I can do better than you, and that makes me a better person, but that's not true.
Right. If one person can do everything, it'd be fine. I say, I give it to them. But it's the way that we each impact each other every day that constantly builds little rivulets of energy flowing through the realm.
You can make a stronger structure if the parts of the structure are working together, but if they are working, like if the brick in the wall is thin, I'm a better brick than all of you other guys. It detracts from the bonding of the whole.
Now, there are some people that make wild claims, and they say that they're going in and doing battles with the reptilians on the other side, and there's nothing to worry about. The negative has been defeated. And as long as I see, it seems to me that the changes that happen in the conscious world of humans in bodies are more strong than trying to defeat things on the other side. But I might be wrong. Can you tell me if, give me some insight into this?
If you... give us a minute. We had a very important thought how the consciousness of Cherry lost it. So give us a moment. The other side is various, can be various things. God consciousness could be one side, and on the other side of the and as people can tune into that, one can exchange energy with that and can fortify themselves. Could you repeat the heart of your question?
When? The heart of the question is in shifting the consciousness of planet Earth to make better outcomes. There are people that are working on the other side, doing battle with reptilians on the other side, and there are people that are working on this side to increase the amount of loving energy between us. And can you give an idea of the relative effectiveness of both of those ways of dealing with the negative-positive balance on planet Earth?
Everything is created in the now, and each person has within them the seeds for growing. And so to make a blanket statement of where their consciousnesses as a whole are at, one could do a graph where its bottom, each was separate, and then further up there were areas of agreement, And then there was a consensus reality, and some of the people at the bottom might fall into the consensus reality. And so might have that as one aspect of how they were looking at everything, but their subconscious might have seeds of their own downfall or things that they needed to overcome or learn or set aside in order to progress. So it is an individual thing. Everything is created in the now, and through a way the consciousness of the group is can be overpowered by events and bring scares in. But each person within their own self has their own subconscious and their own memories that trigger, and it is a creation that is occurring in the moment, each moment.
Now, I remember in some past sessions where it was indicated the Elohim and the Ra group were in position to do certain interventions. And in order to do certain interventions, there had to be a predisposition of positive choice on the planet. And am I accurate in my memory there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, for example, there could be certain incidents, like, let me say, Maldek, when the whole planet blew up. There was a, would it have been possible for the higher group souls to stop that from happening if there was a predominance of positive choice on the planet?
And that is hard to say. There wasn't a predominant choice. People were overtaken by negative actions of a war, and the majority were not in favor of it, but fell into the hands or the result of what was done to their planet, which broke up the planet into asteroids, and they were not able to continue even with their own consciousness. They were in a tangle of fear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering our questions tonight. And we have another minute for any last-minute comments from you, and then we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing.
Our love goes out to each and every one of you, and you're making a difference that is not fully realized by all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank all of you for being here. Thank you for your questions. And we'll see you on Whole Planet Healing in a few minutes.